Today is Daf Ches. We learned today from Chus for Rafu Shleima for Chava Hadassa Bas Esther Malka. The previous parak talked about Dine Mi'iwa when it came to Karbanos that were Pasal. This parak is going to actually deal with Kasha Karbanos when the Mi'iwa begins with the Kasha Karbanos. So we are going to start with the Chatas Of. Right, so Chatas Of. Now what's the Chatas Of? The Chatas Of, there are a few people who bring a Chatas Of. Number one are somebody who violates one of the averus about the korban ol v'yorei, right? That shuos se'edus, tumas mitzvah sukatzav, shuos bitui, and he's poor. He's poor. He brings a chatas of. The oledes, when she finishes the meitahora, she brings a chatas of. The metzora on the eighth day of his tahora brings a chatas of if he's a dal, and the zav and the zava on their eighth day of the tahora they bring a chatas of. And a nazir shenitma on his eighth day they bring a chatas of. And whoever brings a chatas of also brings an olas oaf, except for the yoledes who's rich. If she's a wealthy yoledes, with her chatas, chatas oaf, that she brings a kevis of chatas. That's whatever. Right. This is Parsha, huh? We'll be in a moment. Okay. The chatas oaf comes from the Torah of an Ayona, and the way you do it, it can come whether it's a zach or it's a nekeva. They said the kohen is molik, you do malika with the thumbnail, right, with that, not a knife. And with the chatas of, he basically slices one of the simani ashrita, either the kana of the veshes, or most of it. And he doesn't separate the head from the body. And then after he does the malika, he grabs the body of the bird, and he kind of, you know, sprinkles up from the bird onto the wall of the mizbeach, towards the bottom. And the leftover that's in the blood, he does what's called mitzoy, which is he sort of presses the bird onto the mizbeach, and the leftover blood drips down to the yisod. Nothing of the chatas of goes on the mizbeach except for the blood, and the meat is eaten by the kohanim. Okay, so chatas of, we have one that's chatas of. Molim ba misha hukvisha. At what point in time is there mi'ila by the chatas? It's kachin kachin. So at what point in time is mi'ila? The mi'ila status of the chatas of takes place when you are matushit. Rashi says when you're matushit is bipeh. I don't know how else you're matushit, but if you're matushit bipeh. And Rashi says, "Afilu im nehna mimenu mechayim kigon shem machra tozil luchulim." If you get hana from it, it's still alive. For example, you sold it to get that's the mi'ila. You sold it because you got to luchulim. You were moel, and then that's where the mi'ila is. It has to be machlokas because there's a Rashba in Kiddushin that says there's no such thing as mi'ila by selling it. Mashina reshus. There's no mi'ila, so he would have to talk about it. We actually got benefit from the bird itself. You did something to the bird where you were nehna from the bird. You had to do something to the bird. Anyway, so that's the start time for Mi'ila. Now, Nimlaka, let's say, okay, Kedina, right? You take the Chatas and the Kohen does Malika. So now you added on a few more Chumras. So, Hukshira, it now becomes Hukshira, it's now susceptible. He possibly Tvulyom, meaning someone who's a Tvulyom. He went to Mikvah, but he didn't have Harav Shemesh. And he touches the Chatas, that could become Tameh. Uvim mechusar kipurim, someone who's mechusar kipurim, means somebody who was tameh, wanted to umos, and he has to bring a karbon. He was tovel, he was a heir of shemesh, but mechusar kipurim still has to bring karbonos the next day. So if he touches the chatas of that was nimaka, it also becomes tameh. Uvim lina, and also if there was lina. Rashi says lina here is the blood, I think. I mean, if the blood is left over, if you waited. And you left the blood over till the next day. It's a psul lina. Okay. Now, who's the dama? After you sprinkle the blood, now what happens? Chayavim alav mishum pigol. After you sprinkle the blood, then pigol can set in because you have to be maskev the matzah kimitzvah. So you have to do everything appropriately before you sprinkle the blood. There's no pigol because you didn't finish the karban. Like the Rashi says. Who's the dama? Chayav alav mishum pigol. Well, it always goes together. Chayav alav mishum pigol. Nosar v'tamei. Pigol nosar v'tamei. Rashi says the hazad the oaf kaimo b'machum zrika the behema. The sprinkling of the bird is instead of the the hazad of the oaf is instead of the zrika of the behema. The hazad koves b'pigol. Hazad establishes the pigol. Shechisha bo kodim l'kein. From whatever you thought, if you had a matzav pigol beforehand, kimo zrika the behema. The same idea by zrika and the behema. V'shuv nami, and also yishmo iser nosar v'tamei im nitma the hazad kovas b'cholhani. All this thing happens. All this happens by the hazad. The nosar means that if someone eats the basar that gets left over after the zman achila, which is yom halayla by the chatas, yirchayev karis, and tamei, somebody who was tamei and ate a kezayis of this basar chatas after the sprinkle of blood, he would also be chayev karis, because of the concept of not allowed to eat, your tummy is not allowed to eat the meat of the carcass. But that only that iser only takes place after everything was done appropriately, so after the huzzah of the blood. The ain ba me'ila, and there is no mila. Rashi says the cave into who's a dama. Once they sprinkle the blood, there's no more mila. Cave into who's a dama. Yesh ba het kohanim. It's now mutter to the kohanim to eat, and once it's mutter to the kohanim to eat, it's yotze v'rishus Hashem, goes into the rishus of the kohanim, and that's how we've been saying all along. There is no longer any concept of mila. So what does that mean? We just had the gemara that we talked about, right? We said in the Mishnah on Daf Beis, we said that klal amar Rabbi Yeshua. As long as it's hetel kohanim, ain't bo mishum mila. And the Gemara had a three-way machlokas of what it means, hetel kohanim. Right? There was a three-way machlokas of heter, right? Chisya says it's heter shchita, meaning that at the moment you shechted the carbon, then the carbon left the dim mila. Rabbi Yochanan said it's heter shrika, meaning the shchita itself was not enough. You have to have to be makabal the dam in the kli and get it ready for zrika. And Rabbi Zeira said heter achila is mamish, heter achila is after the zrika of the blood. So what's the, over here, it says over here, who's a dama, ain't b'me'ila. So whose shita is that going like? So pashtus, it seems like it's going like Rav Zeira, because it says that it's yotze mimi'ila only after you sprinkle the blood, and the sprinkle of the blood is the same idea as sprinkle the blood of the animal. There are those who say that, no, you can, Tosos and Divim Masvel, who's a dama, he explains that you can explain the machlokas according to everybody else as well. He says, according to Rav Zeira, right, the kavana is that it doesn't leave the din of me'ila until you actually do the hazar dam. Then it's mutar l'achila. According to Rav Yochanan, right, Rav Yochanan held that you needed heter zrika. So too here, the kavana is once it's roi for hazar, it's yotzim din me'ila. Once you do the malika properly and it's roi for hazar, you do the me'ila. Now, since by chatas ha'of there is no need for kabbalah hadam, therefore it leaves the status of me'ila at the moment you do the malika. Now, according to Chizkiyo, who said heter shchita shaninu, which means, what's the difference now between shchita between Chizkiyah and Rav Yochanan? Because there's no Kabbalah. The difference between Chizkiyah and Rav Yochanan by the bird, by the animal, was according to Chizkiyah, as soon as you shechted it, and it's royal Kabbalah, then it's Yotzei Midei Me'ila. And according to Rav Yochanan, you had to first do the Kabbalah, so it'll be royal for the Zrika. But there is no Kabbalah by the bird. So I'm not sure how Tosfos explains. He says that, I think that it comes out to be basically the same point in time. But there happens to be, and quotes here in the bottom, and I'm saying it because of the name of the Rishon that's quoted, the Tosos Yishanim in Yavamos, and Daflam Gimel quotes the Shem Rabbeinu Netanel. He says, I never saw Rabbeinu Netanel before, but my son was very excited to see that yesterday. He says, it's probably Rabbeinu Netanel, but we won't tell them in Yeshiva about that. But the quotes in the name of Rabbeinu Netanel that, you know, it's specific here. Even all the other Manda Amar who say that it's either Shas Hetazrika or Hetazrita, they would agree. They would agree in this case by Malika that it has to be after the Malika, that it has to be Heter Achila, because they say the idea of by the bird, I'll say that, sorry, the bird, there's a Chiddush already that a bird can be good for a karma by Malika, which in Chulin makes it a Nevela. So you're going to say it's Heter when? It's going to be Heter when you finish everything. You're not going to add on another Chiddush and say, okay, you can do Malika, and even before you finish doing everything, it's going to be mutter, it's going to be into the Rishus of the Kohanim. Since you have to do Malika, it's a whole Chiddush Din by the bird, so the bird comes across, it goes across and says, until you complete the Avoda, that's when it becomes mutter for the Kohanim, and that's when it leaves the idea of Mi'ila. Okay. Now we'll do a little Tumah V'Tahara. We mentioned the concept of a Tful Yom. So a Tful Yom is someone who is Tamei, he does Tvila, but he doesn't have Herav Shemesh yet. Right? So if he touches Chulin, if a Tful Yom touches Chulin, it's not Metameit. However, if he touches Truma, he's not Metameit of Truma, he's Posel of Truma. The difference between Truma, Metameit, and Posel is whether or not you can extend the Truma further. If something is Posel, that's the end of the line. If something is Tamei, it can now create Truma one step further down the line. Reaching from a shani from a shlishi. Posel means that's the end of the line. Itself was no good, but it can't continue. It comes out from this that a tful yom legabe chulin utruma has a din of a shani lutruma. A tful yom is a din of a shani because a shani does not mitame chulin, but a shani is posel's possible truma. Okay, so now we're going to have a little bit of a machlokas about the madrega of the tuma of a tful yom when it comes to legabe kachim. We know legabe chulin and truma. But what about legabe kachim? Kachim, we always say, is a little more chomer than truma, because truma can truma by truma extends to a shlishi, whereas by kachim you have a concept of a revi when it comes to kachim. Okay. So katani says in our Mishnah that you did the malika hukshira lipasel b'tful yom u'mechusar kipurim u'belina. It says hukshira lipasel b'tful yom. Most Rishonim say that we're talking about here now is the Gemara is only going to be focusing on the Tful Yom. We'll get to that in a second. So the Tful Yom, who touches the bird that was Nimlika, passels the bird. And the Gemara picks up on that Lashon. Lipasel in. It passels the bird to say that the Chatzos that touched by the Tful Yom, it itself is passel. Abal Latmuye lo. But it doesn't make it tummy, meaning it cannot transmit the Tumah further down the line. Because the Tumah of the Tful Yom, we'll say, is weaker. And it doesn't have the Koyach to transfer the tumah any further. Okay, before we continue, the problem is, as we've shown in the Mishnah, is that in order for something to become tumah, it has to be hukshar lekabel tumah. Right? You have to have one of the yad shachatam get onto the thing, and it has to be biritzon bailim. The owner has to want it to happen. So who's the bailim here by the bird that's a korban to Hashem? Who's gonna give the hook to hechshar tumah? Okay, it got wet. So maybe it was the blood, whatever, it got wet. But who had the das? Whose das is necessary in order to make it? So I saw two answers. One I said was that you don't need it. By kachim is an exception, you don't need it because this doesn't apply. Because there's no owner by kachim. So you don't have that concept. Number two, the other one was that the actual owner, the balakarban, is still the owner. Why? Because either up until the point, I guess, until he has the right to annul, I guess up until the point where they eat it, he can be maker as neder and not bring the korban chatas. I guess assuming that this bird is not what I want to bring as a chatas, or I like this answer better. Is he still has some shame bialis because he still gets kapara. So the kapara is enough to right, but he can still be say that I don't want this bird to be the korban up to the point. That's what it says. I think the second answer better is that because I'm getting kapara for it, so it's my korban. Legabe kapara is mine, and that's enough to create bialis for hechshar tumah. Sorry?
But you still wanted the
tummy
to be tummy.
You wanted the korban to come wet for some reason. You have to establish that, otherwise you don't have the case. Okay, so the Katani, read the Mishnah again. Katani, we said in the Mishnah, Hukshra li possible tful yom, Hukshra li kipurim belina, li possible in avalat mu'ei lo. So mas nisin mani. Who is Sita, is our Mishnah in accordance with? It's Rabbanan. Our Mishnah is going to go according to the Das of the Chachamim, who are going to hold that just like a Tful Yom only passels Ochlim and Mashlim by Truma, and it's not Metame them to transfer the Tumah any further, so too a Tful Yom only passels by Kachim, and it's not Metame them for them to transfer it any further. This Sanya, because we have the following Brisa. Abashol Omer, Abashol says, Tful Yom, Tchila Lakodesh. Abashol says a Tful Yom is a Tchila Lakodesh. Tchila Lakodesh is synonymous with a Rishon Lutumah. So he says a Tful Yom is a Rishon Lutumah. Therefore what? Therefore, when he touches the kachim become a sheni latuma, and that so if a tful yom touches it, it will become a sheni kachim that become a sheni can transmit tumah further on to a shlishi. So that sheni can create a shlishi, and that shlishi we said by kachim can actually create a revi. This is all a gabei kachim, but by truma he would say that a tful yom is not considered a rishon. He would say a truma. What?
He's touching the bird.
Yeah. No, you go out and eat the bird. Korban chatas, the only thing that goes in the mizbeach is the blood. The rest is eaten. So it's food. It's the food stuff. Right? They always call it food stuff. So that's all the gabe kachim. The gabe truma, he'll agree that the tful yom is not a rishon. He'll say the tful yom is a sheni. And the tful yom is a sheni by truma, it cannot be metame, it only can pasel. Okay. Rabbi Meir Omer, no, the tful yom is not a rishon. He's going to say metameh sakodesh, which means the tful yom has the din of a sheni. Same din, it has the din of a sheni. But if it has a din of a sheni, legabe kachim can create, what it touches becomes a shlishi. It can do it. So it does transmit tumah further. But meir omer, it's a sheni, and therefore metameh sakodesh. It can be metameh the kodesh, and it's posel es hatrumah, which is, that's the rin. It's a sheni across. So by truma, the consequence of sheni touching truma is to pasel it, and the consequences of sheni touching kachim is to make a shlishi, which can then make a revi. The chachamim over in the chachamim say no, chachamim don't look at it, the level of truma, they look at the effect that the touching has. Chachamim Omrim, Kishem shehu posel mashkes of truma. The same way that Tefil Yom only passels the truma, the oakley truma, it only passels it, it doesn't give it the status of passing the truma any further. Kachu posel mashke kodesh oakley kodesh. So it has the same effect when it comes to kachim, and therefore according to Chacham, they would view the Tzvul Yom, which is interesting, they would view the Tzvul Yom, the Gabi Truma, they can view it as a Sheni, but Tzvul Yom, the Gabi Kachin, they'd have to view it as a Shlishi. Because in order to have that effect, you have to go one level down. So the Chachamim, so like Rav Meir is the most consistent. He views the Tzvul Yom all across the board as a Sheni. That has different outcomes, the Gabi Truma and the Gabi Kachin. Chachamim aren't looking at the level that he is, they're looking at the outcome. And they're saying the outcome has to be sold. So therefore, the Tzvul Yom is viewed as a Sheni Lagabe Truma, but as a Shlishi Lagabe Tzvul Yom, which is interesting. And of course, you have Abishol, who says that it's a Rishon by Kachin, and only a Sheni by Truma, because if it was a Rishon by Truma, it would create, it would pass, it would be Matame, it would just be Posel. So Amar Rava, Rava says, we just said that our Mishnah has to go like the Chacharim. Amar Rava, Rava says, according to Abishol, right, I can learn the Mishnah like Abishol also, right? According to Mishnah like Abishol, he's going to agree that Minak Torah, a Tzvul Yom only passels Kachin, and it's not Metameh. He just says it's Dinmi Drabanan, that they made a Din, a Gzeir Drabanan, that a Tzvul Yom, the Gabi Kachin gets a Din of a Rishon. They'll say, Ma'la Asu B'Kachim, B'Shavin Rabanan, Tzvul Yom K'Rishon. It's a Din Drabanan, that they made it into the Rishon, that Chachamim made the Tzvul Yom like a Rishon, Tzvul Gabi Kachim, and therefore, anyone who, if he touches it, becomes a sheni. But our Mishnah will be talking about the Din Torah. And in the Torah, the Tzvul Yom only passels, and it's not Metame. And the Rabbi Meir, he'll just say the Gezerah, the Rabbi Meir, ke'ochel sheni. Rabbi Meir is going to say that our Mishnah can also be like him. He'll agree that midoraisa, the Tzvul Yom is not Metame, the Kachin, rather it's posel. But the Rabbanon, they gave it a Din of sheni l'tuma. And that's why it's Metame, the Kachin. And these Kachin can passel, touch him, other Kachin that touch it. Okay, it has to be that Tosafos asks a question because it seems to be machlokes in sugyas. Because there's a sugya in Marin Sota and Daf Tesam is based that's mashma according to Abishol, the din that a Tzvul Yom is a Rishon is a Doraisa. Over here we're saying that Tzvul Yom is only din to Rabbanan that it's a Rishon. The Tosafos gives one answer which I didn't totally caught, but the second answer he says it's towards the bottom of the Tosafos for Abishol. He says the Yesh Lomar. The sugya de sota less laha de rava. It doesn't hold like rava. Right? Rava is trying to establish. It's a machlok of the sugya. Rava is trying to establish that our mishnah can also go like Abishol. How do you say our mishnah goes like Abishol? By saying that Abishol's din is only a din de rabbanan. The mishnah gemara in sota doesn't hold like rava. They say no. Abishol's din is a din de raisa. And therefore, what? How would they learn our sugya? They would say that our sugya, the mishnah does not go like Abishol. The mishnah goes like the chachamim, like we said originally. Let's read the Tosafos. Tosafos says the yeshlomah the sugya de sota less laha de rava. Ela islay the Tzvul Yom in the Torah, ukidavai Talmud the Hacha lomar masis the Gemara. Like the initial understanding of the Gemara here, that it's only a din, that it's a din daraisa, and the Mishnah will only go like the Chacham and not like Abishol. So now, we basically have Abishol and Rabbi Meir saying that there was a takanas Chachamim to say that the Tzvul Yom has a higher status tumah the gabe kachim. So why did the Chachamim have that gezerah? The Rabbanon said that the Chacham did not make that Tzvul Yom into a higher level. Tzvul Yom is still a Tzvul Yom, I guess it's still just passels. The cave on the Tabal, Kolosh Tuma. Once a Tzvul Yom dumps in the mikvah, it's a weakened Tuma. Why? Because he doesn't have anything else to do. He's just waiting around. He's not Mechusar any Maisa. When it comes to Gabe Mechusar Kippurim, maybe you could say that does have a higher level because Mechusar Kippurim, yes, they went to mikvah and had Erev Shemesh, but tomorrow they actually have to do something. Tzvul Yom has nothing left to do. So it's Kolosh Tuma. So Pasul Mashveh, Tameh Lo Mashveh. So that's why Tzvul Yom only passels, it cannot be Metameh. Even though, in order to get to that Shita, you have to say that Tzvul Yom has a different level when it comes to Kachim as it comes to Truma. Again, by Kachim, you'd have to say it's a Shlishi, and by Truma, you have to say it's a Sheni. Okay. Fine. Huza Dama Chayavin, right, Bechulin. Once you sprinkle the blood on the Mizbeach, there's no longer Mi'ilah. So the Gemara says, it's a very, the deal that the Gemara says is that it only says that you're not Chayav Mi'ilah. So Mi'ilah Hudaleka. Aval Yisur Ika, but does that mean I'm going to eat the blood? That can't be. Why does the Mishnah say, once you sprinkle the blood, it's Yotzi Medei Me'ilah? Basically, what the Gemara is saying is the Mishnah should say, once you sprinkle the blood, the Kohanim are mutter, it's mutter for the Kohanim to eat it. By just saying it's now, there's no Isser Me'ilah, there's no Chiyah of Me'ilah, the Gemara is making a deal, there's no Chiyah of Me'ilah, but there's still an Isser. What Isser? If everything was done properly, it's now that it belongs to the Kohanim, and they should be able to eat it. V'amai, ha'im amonah the Kohanim hu. So Amar Rabbi Chanina, what are we dealing with over here? Same thing we said before about the other Mishnah, La Yotzei. Where the Mishnah is talking about a case where the meat of this chatos left the Azara before Hazas Hadam, right? And the Rabbi Kiva he, and it's going in accordance with the Shita of Rabbi Kiva, the Amar Zrika Mo'elis La Yotzei, the La Basachilahi, that Zrika will work for Yotzei. I mean, our Mishnah is going in accordance with the Shita of Rabbi Kiva, who holds the Gabe Korban Behema, that the zrikas of the dam is effective even for the meat that left the azara to remove the status of me'ilah from it. But nevertheless, so we remove the status of the me'ilah here. But nevertheless, there's still an isra achila. That's why our Mishnah says, ain bo me'ilah. There's no me'ilah because you did the blood. Basically, you took the bird out, then you brought the bird back in, and then you did the blood of Odom the Mizbeah. So there's no me'ilah because you did the zrika or the hazah. But there is an Isra Achila because it's Yotze. So they're saying now that he's saying now that Enochanami, that the Rekiva's din is also applying to Chatasot. It's also applying, it's applying to birds. That the Hazar Sadam of the birds, since the Hazar the Dam stands in the stead of the Zrika of the animals, it's the same din. Therefore, this Hazar, even though it works to remove the status of Ni'ilah, nevertheless, it's not sufficient to permit achila because you have yotze, which is yotze is a problem. Right. So the question to this is what's going on here? How do you have a case of yitzia legabe the birds? Tosos Amar Rabbi Chanina. He says tema heichi dami. What's the case? Okay. Because once the chatos oath, there's no in between status. By the behemoth, you have kabbalah sadam, the animal can go out, but all the avodas is done with the blood. It's all done with the blood, so the meat went out. I still have the blood; I can throw it. It can work for the meat. But by the bird, you actually sprinkle the blood from the neck of the animal, right? So if that's the case, so what do you have yotze? That if the entire bird goes out before the entire bird comes out before azar, that means the blood went out with the bird. So then the blood is possibly in yotze. You can't throw the blood on the mizbeach. So how does that work? And that is Nifsal Adam. So then how does Rabbi Kiva hold that? Okay, so then even if Rabbi Kiva holds that Zrika works by the Basar, he should be molded. He's molded by the blood itself that it goes out. That doesn't work. Once you go through the blood. So what's the case? So maybe the case is then, I don't know that. Tosos has a few possibilities. He says that the bird went out quickly before the blood gathered in the neck. I don't know how that works. He says another thing he's talking about where maybe that one leg went out, another leg, a small piece of the leg got chopped off, and then it went out. Tosos has to come up with a case. Tosos has to come up with a case that works. The Karen Ora says that we're talking about the case that right after Malika, before the Hazal Saddam, you cut off a little piece of the meat of the bird, and that meat of that flesh was Yotze. You have to come up with a case where the blood is in Yotze, because once the blood is Yotze, you're going to have a problem.
But doesn't the Gemara before say that, according to Rabbi Kiva, the Kiva doesn't work when you Yotze, if you took out the whole, only if you took out part of it?
Right.
That's what we say, yeah.
Exactly, but so that's the problem over here. So,
maybe
you take out the, right, you take out the whole thing, but even if you took out even a piece of, it's the bird, I'm saying.
No,
that's just trying to fit the physical aspect. So he's saying, you chopped off a little piece, something happened that it came out. I don't know. But the animal makes more sense, because once you do the kabbalah of the dam, so all the avod is not going to be done with the dam. So another kohen starts chopping up the meat to get it ready, and it can bring it outside. But the bird, that doesn't work, because the entire bird is used for the avoda. Why? But it's not an avoda. You have to have, if over pigle, you have to have a machshava during an avoda. Cutting off that piece of meat.
The whole bird
would be avoda, rather than the... No, but the bird, there are only two avodas. There's melika, yeah. and whatever it is, the hazah. Mm-hmm. So if you have machshava while you're doing something else, I don't think that's effective to establish pigle. I don't think. Okay. Next part. The Gemara, when it comes to the Chatzos oath, there's actually two parts of the blood, right? We mentioned. After Melicha, the Kohen grabs the bird and he sprinkles, holding the bird onto the Kirin Mizbeach. That's called Hazah. And after that, you press the animal, the bird onto the Mizbeach, and the blood drips down. That's called Mitzui, right? That is called Mitzui. So, is Mitzui Ma'akiv or not? So, Amarav Huna, Amarav. Mitzui, Chatzos oath, Einam Akiv. Mitzui, the Chatzos oath is not Ma'akiv. Meaning, even if you only did Hazah and you didn't do Mitzah, you already have the Mitzvah done by the Chatas, and the Bailim is Yotzei B'Dechovah, and it's Yotzei B'Torah Shemila. Everything is done after the Mitzvah. After the Hazah. The Tani Rav, and therefore Rav learns the Girsa in our Mishnah, who's the Dhamma, that's when you Chayav La Mishnah Pigal knows of a Tama the Embo Me'ila. Because the who's the Dhamma is the point in time where the bird becomes a Petav as a carbon. However, Rav Adav Rava Skolik, Rav Adav Ba'ava Amarav, that Mitzui Chatas Of Ma'akev, that the Mitzui is Ma'akev, the pressing of the animal onto the Mizbeach and having the blood drip down, is an essential component of the Avoda of the carbon of the bird. So therefore, he's going to have to learn our Mishnah differently and say, instead of saying, who's a Dhamma, he's going to say, Mitzah Dhamma. That's when Yechayev Alav, Pigal, notes of the Tum of the Embo Me'ila, and by saying Mitzvah Dhamma, that shows that the Mitzvah is still chelik from the Ikra of the Mitzvah, the Kakrovas Katas Oath, and that's Ma'akiv the Karban. Happens to be that there's an interesting Rambam. The Rambam paskins, in Hilchos Maisei Karbanos, he paskins like Rav Adav Rava, that Mitzvah is Ma'akiv. Nevertheless, in Hilchos Me'ila, he holds that Mishas Hazah, there's no Me'ila, because there's a split psak. He says that the Mitzvah is Ma'akiv, so you don't get Kapara until the Mitzvah, but your Yotzim is in Me'ila. Yotzim is in Me'ila already by the Hazar. Our Gemara seems to say that the Haba Hatalia, and the Rambam seems to split it. So it happens to be here, it says that there's a Reb Chaim, there's a Grach al Hashas. I didn't look at it, but at least you know that the Reb Chaim probably has some sort of Lamdasha Chiluk between the Mitzui and the Hazar. There's an interesting Rambam to point out. The Stira is, again, the parent Stira is the Rambam in Maisa Karbonas, Perek Zayin Alach Hazayin, who holds like Rav Adav Rava that Mitzui is Ma'akev, and Hilchos Me'ila, Perek Beis Alach Avav. He passes that from Mishas Hazah, there's no more Me'ila. Okay. Now we're going to try to bring a Raya to Ravada, right? Tashma. We can bring a Raya to Ravada from the Psukim. It says by the Chatas Oath, the full Pasuk says, V'hizah midama Chatas al Kirin Mizbeach, you have to do Hazah from the Dama Chatas on the wall of Mizbeach, the Hanisher Badam, and what's left over in the blood, Yimatzei El Yustod HaMizbeach, Chatasi, that's the most important part I left out, Chatasi the Girsa puts in, the Rishash puts that in. So what's going on here? Why do they have Blishlumah L'Rav Adav Rava, Hainu Dixiv, the Hanisher Badam Yimatze Chatasi? Then left over in the blood, you do Mitzui, has to be done, it's a Chatas. Meaning, it still has the status of a Chatas up until the point until you do the Mitzui, right? El Rav Huna, my the Hanisher. According to Rav Huna, what's left over? After you did the Hazah, what's left is no longer Chatasi. Leftover means you had a bunch, you did something, and it's left over. According to Rav Huna, there is no leftovers because you finished once you did the Hazah. So he holds, look, the Tanda Be'er Rabbi Shmuel, he holds like the Beis Medrash Rabbi Shmuel, who says like this, this is how they learn the Pasuk. She'im Nishar, if it's left over, then he does the Mitzvah. V'hanishar Adam Yimatzi, if there happens to be blood that's left over, then you can do Mitzvah. Not that there's a Chiyuv, but if it happens to be. The Gemara says, wait a second. If my Chatas he then what's Chatas he? It says that the leftover blood is considered a Chatas. So what's Chatas he according to Tanabe Rabbi Shmuel? So he says, no, my Chatas he, that's Aresha. That goes back to the beginning of the Pasuk. Right? The Pasuk said, V'hizah midam ha-chatas al-kir mizbeach, v'nishar badam yimatzah yisorda mizbeach, comma, or semicolon, Chatas he. Not that blood, but the blood on top, that is considered the Chatas. Right? Rashi says, my Chatas he, lock the voice the name of Anisha Yimatsikai, the Havi Mashma the Shirayim, the Hainu Mitsui, Havi Ika Khatas, El Aresh the Krokai, Ahuza Midama Khatas, Metzvo, Khatasi, Loma the Hazama Kevzal Mitsui. He just moves that Pasuk, it's only like a semicolon, so it's going back onto the original, the initial part of the Pasuk. So now the Gemara says, wait a second. You just told me that if it says Behanisha means if there's extra, there's leftover, then you throw it. So the Gemara says, well, let's talk about the Korban Mincha. So how does the Korban Mincha work? After you put the solas of the Mincha, right, you have the flour, and then you take, on top of the flour, you put the Shemen and the Lavona, right? And then the Kohen does Kemitza from the solas, and the Shemen, right, that's in it, you put a full Kemitza amount, he's makdir that Kemitza portion onto the Mizbeach, and after the Akdaras HaKomets, the leftover, the Shayari HaMincha, are eaten by the Zichri Kahuna, like Kachi Kachim. So the Gemara asks, Amar Rabacha Bered de Rav Rashi, Eloyata, what you're explaining now, that according to Rav Huna, when it says, V'nishar B'dam Yimotzei, it means that only if after Hazar there happens to be blood left over, then there's a mitzvah to put it on the Mizbeach. Well, let's talk about looking at the Pasuk by Mincha. Gabi Mincha Dixir, by Mincha it says, the Hanoseris, the leftover, the Hanoseris min HaMincha L'Aron L'Van L'Kotcha Kotcha Mishay Hashem. It says, Hanoseris, Hachi Namish in the Tosar, does that mean that only if there is leftover, then you eat it, but if there's no leftover, then you're fine? How can that be? Right, the pasuk is the pasuk telling me, right? How can that be? The chitema hachanami, that's the case, that shirayim are nama akrim. Seems to be saying that, according to what you're learning, that even if you don't have leftover flour at the time of the kemitza, the carbon still be okay, because it's not likuva. So you can tell me the shirayim are not me'akev when it comes to mincha? That can't be. The chitema hachanami, lahatanya, we have the following bright, because it says, So it has to be, they learn out, the only time a mincha is kosher is if there are the shirayim left over. You see from here that if nechsar from the shirayim at the moment you were makir, the mincha is pasul. So how can you tell me by the chadas oath that the hanishar means if there's left over? Well, that's the case. Be consistent in your drashas and say the hanoseris by the mincha is if they're left over. But that can't be by mincha because that's a pasul korban. So it's not like way by mincha, it should be that way by oath. It's not that way by oath, that doesn't mean they have if there's leftover blood, the word is mutter. No, that means that you have to do mitzvah. And that goes like Ravada. Now, so Gemara says, no, it's a special limud when it comes to mincha. Omri, they said, hasam, by the mincha, ksiv v'hanoseres, kroyaseir ksiv. It says hanoseres twice. Right, by the mincha it says noseres extra. It says once, v'hanoseres min mincha la'aron levanov. And the second time it says, V'hanoseres mimena, yochu aron uvanov. So since it's written noseres twice, as Rashi says, Shina la kasav la'akev. It's mentioned a second time to tell me that it is le'ikuva. Alright, I'll stop here, and everyone have a good day. Have a good Kodesh.